is there anything you'd like to communicate to potential readers of the story, things and themes to watch out for?
Masters of Death is campy. It's I feel like my other books are very pulpy, and Masters of Death is camp. It's a little bit sillier than some of my other books. It has a more of a playful undertone. The humor is slightly different. The characters banter a lot in a different way, not in a romantic tension kind of banter or in an I hate you banter. Well, maybe a little bit. It's hard for me to avoid that. But it's also, I think because I was writing the different scenes from different moods, like to me there are a lot of textures in this book, like emotionally speaking. And there's a wide group of characters that are all experiencing different things. It's not as cut and dry on ensemble cast as the Atlas series, where each character gets like the same amount of growth. In this, it's more of like watercolor portraits of each character that you get moments of being in their life, in their moods. And some of it is just like, this is what heaven looks like, or what I think it might look like in this context. So yeah, it's one where you will not know what's going on until everything comes together, which is arguably true of a lot of my books, but more so in this one.